Daf Nun Aleph. We're in the middle here of the discussion. We have brought up Nachman's halacha yesterday that which we discussed. If you have Kadesh Shir Letagor, or if you have Kol Hayoyim, Rav Tarfon, Rabbanan, etc., that was only on the tzad of the Lekech. But on the tzad of the Meicher has forever. If the Meicher has undercharged, it's mashma, this would be the same halacha, whether we're talking about Oino or we're talking about Pitol Mekach. The Meicher has forever to be able to find out how much it's worth. And if he finds out even weeks later that he undercharged, the same halacha of Oino and Pitol Mekach would apply. We're five lines down from the top of Nunal. A few stories. So where Rabbi Rechama was staying, sounds like his balabayas, he was selling wine. Vitah, and he undersold, he sold it for too cheap. So, Ashkechei Davi Yotzev, one day Rebbe Chama comes home and he sees the Balabais is sitting around, kind of depressed. I'm like, Matziv, why are you so depressed? I'm like, Zvinu Chama Vatoya, I sold wine and I didn't get a good price. I realized I sold it for too cheap. I'm like, Zio Aderbach, okay, if you sold it too cheap, we have Dina Yehina, Chazal protect you, you can get your money back. I'm like, Ashali, Yos, Rikitei Sheer, Letagra, Lekrevi. He says, I know the halacha says that when it comes to Aino, etc., we pass light to Abana, and you only have a few hours, the time it takes you to consult somebody to find out what the price is, and that time is already passed. So, Lechar, I lost my money. So, Shadra, come to Rav Nachman. So, Rav Nachman said, let's go ask the Shadra to Rav Nachman himself. Amalei Rav Nachman said, Loishar al Lekech. That's only on the Lekech side that you have that Hagbalad Zman. But the Meicher, even if he finds out much later, he could still either go back on the deal or get his money back or charge more. Why? Now the Gemara brings the Svara. My time, Lekech Mechabiyadi. Lekech who bought the object, he's holding the object in his hand. Kalecha the Ozel, anywhere he goes, so Machile. He can, you know, you always, when you buy an object, you're not sure if you got a good deal or not, so you show it to everybody to find out, did you get a good price? They'll tell him if you did get a good price or not. He doesn't have the exact object in his hand now. So first of all, he has to find another object that's exactly what his object was. Then it takes a much longer time until you actually find in the market a similar object. And therefore, like Rav Nachman said, you don't have that time constraint to be able to make a mistake, to find the mistake. It could even be forever, and therefore this winekeeper can, therefore, even if he found out later, can back out on the deal, or can at least make back the money that he was supposed to make when he charged not enough. A similar story.
The wine is gone. What is he going to do?
Who said the wine is gone?
Let's say it is.
So
the wine, what happens?
I don't know. He gets his money back. You undercharge me. Find me back my wine. Do whatever you're going to do. You have to go buy wine and give it to me. What's the difference? Who gavra David Nokat Varshechi? He had some begadim made out of silk, Rashi says. Lizvuni. So here's an interesting story. Kari Shisa v'shavu Chamisha. It was really worth five. And he said, I'm selling it for six. He's overcharging, right? Already passed, I know, over here. Yeah, according to Rav, for sure. He said, but I'm really selling it for six, but I'm having a sale today. I'm willing to sell it for 5.5. Okay, I'm willing to sell it for 5.5, which is still over the actual price. Also, who gavra? So comes along Lekeach, who's a Talmud Chacham, knows Cheshem Mishpat. He said, if I give him 5.5, which is going to be overcharging me, but overcharging me less than 16.6%, then it's built in Mechil, and it's built in Mechil to the altar. So the guy said, Etin Leshisa, you know what? I'm willing to give you the higher price. Right? But he didn't say it verbally. I mean, if you agree, you agree. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. But he said, I'll give the original asking price, the Et Veladina, and then I'll call him to Bezdin, and I'll say, hey, something is worth 5. He charged me 6. So I can bid to Mekomekdach, or I can get, I know, I can, etc. And I can at least get my price back and get it back down to the original 5. So it's actually better for me to pay more and then be to Vedim Din to get it back down to the original price than to pay less and be stuck. Also, I commanded Rava. So this is what he did. They came to Rava, Amal to Rava's Bezdin, Amalei, Lei Shonel, Blei Kechman, Atagur, Avalo Kechman, Balabayas, Ein, Lei, I love, I know. That whole discussion of charging and overcharging is when you're buying from someone who's a professional salesperson, who has a store, someone who has a dukhan in the shuk. But when you're buying at a yard sale in front of someone's house, there's no din I know there at all. And Rashi explains, because when someone's selling something that's precious to them, they can charge whatever they want. Right? I'm selling you my grandmother's ring from whatever, so maybe it's only worth 500 shekel, but to me it's It's sentimental. If it's sentimental, I'm only willing to part with it if you sell it to me, if I sell it to you for 700, 800, 1,000, whatever it is. So when it comes to a Baal HaBayis who has a sentimental connection to objects, there is no, not that there's no dinoina, there's no such thing as a fixed price. The price is always a variable, and therefore you cannot say over here that you got overcharged. And therefore, Hitaka should have paid the 5.5, right? He shouldn't have paid the 6, because now he ended up with nothing. Who gave a similar story? I mean, Noket Kipi Lizvuni. He had some earrings, some jewelry to sell. Kari Shisin Vishavu Chamishin. Here also, they're worth 50, and he was going to sell them for 60. He said, but I'll take 55. It's really, I'm willing to sell it for 60. If you give me 55, then we can make a deal. Also, Gavr, someone came and looked at Farmer, same thing. If I pay 55, have a mechila. Right? That's within the boundary of mechila, and I'm going to lose that money. Ethnally, Shisin, I'll give him 60. Vetveladina. And then I can be Tevevel the din in front of the Bezdin and get back the Aino, and I'll only end up paying 50. Same exact story. So what happened? Also, if I do a chista, they came to a chista's bezdin. Same mistake. He said, over here, this was something sentimental jewelry, whatever it is. He's allowed to charge you whatever he wants, and therefore you should not have paid too much. It's your own problem. There is no din. I know you have no recourse. That is the halach. He says, wait a second. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in two lines, we're going to learn a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, we're going to have a machlekes whether you have oinah by a tagar. We'll see what that machlekes is in a second. But the Tanakhama says, just like there's oinah for a hedjit, there's oinah for a tagar. Sounds like what he's saying. Man hedjit, what does he mean a hedyot, who's not a tagar? Lav balabais, that means a balabais. And he's saying, just like there's regular oinah on a balabais who's selling in a front yard, there's also going to be oinah to someone who's selling in the shuk. We'll see what that halacha is. You see clearly, there is a din aino if it's a Baal HaBayis who's selling, which is not like Rav Chista and Rava just said. Some Rav Chista, b'tzad raisa. That which we said, that there is aino on a din of Baal HaBayis, depends what he's selling. If he's selling something like we just discussed, jewelry or something maybe has sentimental value, fine. Then there's no din aino, he can charge whatever he wants. But if he's selling tzad raisa, which Rashi says are big day canvas, just begadim that are not worth a lot, begadim that are not sentimental, and he really just has them for sale purposes, not something he would really want to keep, and you have to convince him to sell it, then there would be regular din aino. Of almani tashmisha the akirilei, but if it's something that's choshev to him, something sentimental, something he wants, then lo mazmul lav b'dama yisera, then he's not willing to sell it unless you give him a higher price, and that's the halacha we just said. So it depends what a Baal HaBayis is selling at the yard sale. If it's something that it's just junk and he doesn't care about, then there would be a din aino. If it's something sentimental, that's when he specifically said there is no din aino. Says the Mishnah, echad alokeach ve'echad amoicher yesh lo aino. Right, so there's aino on both sides of the transaction. There's aino if the moicher sells it for too much, then it's aino the lokeach has recourse. And there's aino if it's too little, then the moicher has recourse. Kishem she'eino lehedjit, kach eino letagar. This is the halacha we just read, that there's enough for a Baal HaBayis, as we said, if it's not something sentimental. There's also hana on someone who's selling in the wholesale in the market. Why not? Well, I'll tell you why not. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, eino eino letagar. Rabbi Yehuda says there is no eino by someone who's selling in the market. Why? Hold on, we'll explain. Misha hutol olav yaday al yaino. Whoever gets stuck with eino, remember, if it's exactly a sixth, or we had to have tired from a third or a sixth to a third or whatever it was. So when you have din aino, then whoever got cheated, he has the option. He has the option to say, Ratz armi leitemi leasi, I can say, give me my money, oitein li mashanisi, or I'm keeping the object, but give me back or pay me more for the amount that was overcharged or undercharged. You have a choice, and we said already at the end of the daf yesterday, this is actually machlokes kistanoi. Rav Nosson had said no. Rav Nosson said, you don't have a choice. The sale is always going to be a good sale. Rather, you only have the option to get your money back that you were charged above and beyond. We'll see about that in the Gemara in a minute. But Amish clearly says you have a choice. So first of all, where do we know that you can get that you have a lock over here? It's Echel Ekech V'Echel Meichet. The Torah Bona, the Pasuk says, Chisimchu Memkar Li'amisecha Al Toinu. When you sell something to somebody else, you're not allowed to overcharge them. That's clearly halacha, that you're not allowed to overcharge the lekech. It's an isser on the meicher to overcharge the lekech. And the Asher Nisan Lekech, that the Lekech got cheated. Nisan and Meicher Minayin, if the Meicher got cheated, how do you know? Talmud Lomer, because the Pasuk says, V'chisum Michu Mimko Lamisecha, Oikono Miyada Misecha, Altoinu Ishasachiv, so we darshan, Oikono Altoinu. Also, if you're buying, if you're the Lekech, also you have an Isser to underpay someone who's selling it to. So the Isser is both on the Meicher and on the Lekech. So then we have to write both. The Torah has to tell you that halacha applies in both cases, because there might be a reason you think it applies in one more than the other. If it just tells you that the meicher has an iser for overcharging, he knows how much his object is worth, and therefore, if he's overcharging, it looks like he's doing it on purpose to steal money from the lekech, and therefore we have an iser on him. So the Torah said it over there, we don't understand it's usher, because he knows what he's doing, and it seems to be he's doing it b'mezid. Of a lekech, to like, give the bezivente, someone who buys something and buys it cheap, he doesn't necessarily know how much the object is really worth. He's negotiating. He doesn't have the object in his hand to look at the lekech before the sale, and therefore maybe he just innocently made a mistake and negotiated a good price. So maybe the Torah did not put an iser on you. Kamashman, there's an iser on the lokech also to underpay. Because Rachman lokech, we just said the case of the iser is on the lokech, Vishum to kokoni, because he is the purchaser. Why is that make more of a reason to make it usr on him? Damri inshi, people say, zavanta kanita. When you buy something and you change money into a tangible object, that's a good thing. Right? In general, in the Gemara's eyes, buying is better than selling. When you're selling and you're taking something that you own, again, not in a professional sense necessarily, someone owns a store, but if someone has something in his house that they want to sell, so that's, you're only doing that if you have no choice. L'chatchila, you want to keep your jacket. Why are you selling? Because you're short on funds, and therefore you have to sell it. But a lokech, the opposite. Lokech has extra cash. He goes ahead and says, I'm going to change my cash into something usable, and I'll change it into a jacket. So therefore, the lokech, who's gaining in a purchase, by him maybe the Torah put on an iser of undercharging. Avo meicher davudi kamavin, a meicher who's already on the wrong side of every transaction because he's forced to sell his items to get money. Damri inchi zavin ovid, he's losing. Maybe the Torah would not necessarily put a lav on him. It's, I mean, not a good thing, but it's not necessarily a lav. So tzricha, therefore the Torah has to go out of his way, and the Bryce has to explain that the iser of Oino is both on the lokech and on the meich. Now we get to Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein oino letaga." There is no oino on someone who's selling professionally. Say, "What? Mishum tagra ein oino because he's selling professionally." There's no oino. If anything, we just said this far the opposite. If anything, we just said if he's a professional, he knows the price, and therefore he's on purpose cheating. That's more of a reason to have din oino. So, Rav Nachman, Amarav, betagra safsar shanu. We're talking about someone who buys and sells wholesale, right? Maybe like a day trader, just buying and selling, buying and selling, buying and selling. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, there is no din I know. Why? But the opposite. My time, and may the others have into Kamashavi. He knows exactly how much the item's worth. And he knows that it's really worth six, and he's selling it for five. Why is he doing that? Kuli achla gabe. He's selling it for cheaper, and he's meichel. The high dezovnach, the reason he sold it cheap, mishum desramelei zevinta achrite. He realized he had a bunch of wheat, and all of a sudden he sees he can get a really good price on barley, but he doesn't have cash. So he quickly has to sell the wheat at a relative loss so he can have the cash to invest in the barley and make more money off the barley that offsets his loss that he has on the wheat. And therefore he's willing to do it. And therefore if you're a professional salesman like this, again, someone who's a safsar, not just own a store, but someone who's buying and trading and options and all this kind of stuff, then we assume you know what you're doing. And so then why are you coming to claim now? So later on he comes and claims, I got cheated. Why? The hash to me a kradabe. Later on something happens and the other deal fell through. So now he wants to get back more money for the wheat sale. Says Abuda, no. If you're this professional, you know exactly what you're doing. You sold it this way. Too bad. Rav Ashi Amar, the total opposite. My ein letagor I know, ein b'teiras I know. The Abuda said there's no din in it. It's not that if he undersells, it's too bad. It's that even if he undersells a minute amount, not 16.6%, afilu pachas b'tegin ha-chayzer, even if it's less than you know he's chayzer, Rashi says an interesting svara, dechayev tluya b'kach, says Rashi, b'tiknu lo shiachzer. Someone who's selling something at his house, okay, so Chazal said that the cutoff point, again, either it's Chazal or Tzolcha Mesh Mesinai, the cutoff point is a sixth. If it's less than a sixth, we said it's mechila, no problem. But someone whose whole business is buying and selling, so maybe his profit margin is only 5%. And if he loses that 5%, he's going to have no profit at all. So over there, hafuch, says Javashi. Yehuda says we put extra protections in, even if it's less than Kinei Na, he still has the protection of the Torah, or at least Chazal. Tanakh Rasa of Nachman, we have a Braisa, which is Mashmak of Nachman's version of Yehuda's halacha. Because he's an expert, which is clearly Mashmalik of Nachman's version, he's an expert and he knows that he sold it for cheaper and still he sold it. We assume he's Meichel and now he's just trying to get it back. We then said in the Mishnah that Misha Hutulav Yada Al Hayonah, whoever got cheated on exactly Hayonah, he has the choice. He could cancel the deal or he could keep the deal but get back the money that he was overcharged and undercharged. It says that my money must need some. If you pay attention over here, we brought a Braisa yesterday, a Machlokes of Nosson and Rabbi Yehuda. And we learned Pashup Shat in the Braisa of Nosson and Yehuda at the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. There, Rav Nosson said that there's no choice of backing out, and always the deal is done. It's just a question of getting your money back. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you have a choice. So the Chayr, it sounds like our Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it sounds like. So I'm like, no. Money must have many sisim. Lo Rabbi Nosson, v'lo Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. The Chara, our Mishnah doesn't fit with either Shita. Why? Even Rabbi Nosson, Masi, Sekhtani, Rots. Our Mishnah says you have a choice what to do when you get Onah overcharge. You can cancel the deal, or you can keep the deal and get the difference in the money. Well, Brysa, like Ketani Rots. Rabbi Nosson and the Brysa said you don't have a choice. So clearly, Rabbi Nosson is not the Tana of our Mishnah. The Chara, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. If you pay attention, in the Breiser, Yehuda said, the Meicher is Yad Yala Yoyna. That when the Meicher gets cheated, he undercharged, then he has a choice. Mashma, when the Lokeach gets cheated, he doesn't have a choice. Then I agree to Rav Nosson that the deal is the deal, but you get the money, the difference in the money. Whereas in our Mishnah, when it said an example, it said Mishuto Yadal Yanaratsar Teni Masu Teni Masha Nisi, it's going on the Lekeach. So who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says it's going on the Lekeach. Rav Yehuda says it's only going on the Meicher that has a choice. And Rav Nosson seems to say that nobody has a choice. So who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Brysa Lekatani Rod, Ibrahim Masis Gan Lekeach, Brysa Tani Meicher. I am not sure who the Tana of the Brice is. Doesn't seem to fit. The Tana of our Mishnah, I'm sorry. Doesn't seem to fit with any of Tanaim we're familiar with. Rabba Amar, no. The Oila Rabbi Nosani. It is Shitas of Nosan. But Vatani Nami Rabbrisa Rotso. Enechanami. We read the Brice wrong. We read the Brice yesterday that there's Machlaikis of Nosan and Rabbi Yehuda about whether you have a choice or not. No, that's wrong. Both of Nosan and Rabbi Yehuda agree you have a choice. They argue, who has the choice? Is that a din in the Meicher, or is that only a din in the Lekeach? Reb Nosson says, only the Lekeach has the choice, and he's the Tan of our Mishnah. And Reb Yehuda says, no, the Meicher has the choice. So the Machlaik is not whether you have a choice. The Machlaik is who has the choice? Then we can make our Mishnah like Reb Nosson. Rav Arman, the opposite. The other Reb Yehuda Nasi. Our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda Nasi. Reb Nosson holds you have no choice. Reb Yehuda holds you have a choice. Or Reb Yehuda said in the price of the choice is the Meicher's only, not the Lekeach. And here he says the Lekeach. You're talking about two different things. One's talking about the Meicher, one's talking about the Lekeach. But they both, if either one, whichever one gets cheated, they have the choice to back out of the whole deal or to get their money difference. Amar Vashi Dekanami. Makes sense. Read our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the first line of the Mishnah we just read, Echel Lekeach v'Echel Meicher. Both of them can be cheated and have recourse. And Mefarsh Lekeach. And then it only says an example of a Lekeach. Why? Must be like we said, Shmamina Shuri Shire, the Meicher Shmamina. There really are Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda had said that both the Lekeach or the Meicher could be cheated, and when either one gets cheated, they have a choice of recourse what they want to do. Our Mishnah then said an example of the Lekeach. But in Chami, like Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa, the same example would apply by the Meicher as well. So Mark continues, Itmar, so if you make a deal, and you say that we're not going to have a Inah, Hilchos Inah will not apply to this case. So Rav Amar, Yesha Elav Inah, nice try.
I think you should watch out.
Yeah, you should definitely watch out in that situation. Right? So Rav says, you got Inah there, too bad. Shmuel Amar, Ein Lo Elav Inah. Shmuel says, no. If you negotiate it out, you negotiate it out. L'chayr, what's the machlekes? We have a very similar machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir already in Masechtas Kedushin. The Sanya, we have We know a man has normally when he's mekadesh mekabel kedush when he's mekadesh nisha, he has three chiyuvim he has to give to nisha. She'er ksus ve'ena. He has to feed her. He has to give her clothing, and he has a chiyuv of enough tashmi shamita. So what if he says, I want to have a marriage where I won't feed you, I won't give you any clothes, whatever tashmi shamita. We just have some sort of a civil ceremony kind of thing. So does that work? So the Tanakama or Meir says, Arezim Kudeshes for Tanar Batal. Meir says, nice try, it doesn't work. You did a Maisa Kedushin. When you do a Maisa Kedushin, the Torah defines how it works. You can't make a Tanai, what we call Masna Mashakasa B'Tera. And if you make a Tanai that does not fit the Torah's criteria of a valid Tanai, like we know from Tanai B'nei Gadam B'nei Ruvain, the Tanai is cancelled, and the Maisa you did is Mekuyim. And therefore the Kedushin works, and you're married, and you have a Sherek Sosvay Nochiyim. And Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, no. But Davar Shema Moment Tanai Kayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to financial issues, you can make such a Tanai, even against what Torah says. Rashi explains that when it comes to Sher Viksus, which is the financial issues of Chiyuvim that the husband has to the wife, that she could be Meichel on. Whereas the Oino is not. The Oino is Tzara Guf. We say for Isha that there is no Din Mechila. So what do we see over here? We see a machlokes, Remeir and Behuda, whether we can be Masna Masha Kosmatera, at least by Davar Shema Mamon. Not by Davar Shema Mamon, not. But by Davar Shema Mamon, Yehuda says you could, Remeir says you cannot. So the Chayyur says, the Gemara, this would be the same machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Remeir says you cannot be Masna Masha Kosmatera. If you say, Amash and the Chalayna, too bad. Too bad. The Torah says there's a din I know. There's a din I know. The Torah says a din shark shesva I know. There's a din of shark shesva ona with an ayin, not with an aleph. Don't confuse those two. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, who says by kedushin that you can make a tanai related to the issues of mammon, then the chayyur by ayna financial you could as well. And Rashi explains the issue over here is because when it comes to financial issues, there's a din mechila. You could be meichel on it. Right, you could just, whatever the Torah of Mechila is, if it's Areni Kila Iskabalti, or he's just taking off the Chiyuv, whatever the lumdus you want to put inside of it, but you can be Meichel. And therefore, Yehuda says, even though the Torah puts Chiyuvim on here, you can be Meichel those Chiyuvim. Here also, by Dinei Ona'a, in our case, you can be Meichel those Chiyuvim. L'chayr, that's Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel. Amlecha Rav says, Lav Dafka, is that the Machlaikis over here? And now the Amri Afil of Yehuda. I hold that even like Rabbi Yehuda who says it works by kedushin to make such a tanai, by cheating, by money, in our case it does not. Why? If the husband says beferish to the wife, I am not giving you a share in ksus, we are only being married, I'll tonight that, and she agrees, she knows very clearly beforehand what the deal is, and she's Michael. Over here, the Meichel says, I'll manas that there's no oinah. Now, the person who's buying it, the lekeach, assumes he's paying a fair price, right? He assumes that. Maybe he's a little suspicious now that he threw in this tonight. But all things being equal, he assumed he negotiated a fair price. In which case, he doesn't really assume he's being cheated. And therefore, he's not really Meichel. All he's saying is, I'll agree there's no oinah because I think that the price is a fair price. If he finds out later it's not a fair price, turns out that he was cheated, maybe he never really had a mind to be Michael in such a situation. And therefore says Rav Rabbi Yehuda's case by Kedushin, when you know for sure what the deal is, and you're Michael. But in our case, you don't know for sure. And therefore Rav says, no, the no is not canceled. And Sigmar says, the opposite far applies as well. Shmuel, I'm an Adam, I feel like a mayor. I can hold like a mayor who says it does not work by Kedushin, but over here it does work. Why? I'd come like a mayor, awesome, El Devade Ka'okar. By the case of Remeir, when the man says, I'm being married to you, and I'm not going to give you clothing, and I'm not giving you food, it's 100% for sure that he's trying not to pay her. He's telling her up front, I am not paying you this money. I'm not giving you clothing. I'm not giving you food. So that doesn't work. You're being Masa Masha Kosa Batera. You're taking a din of a Torah, and you're changing it. You can't do that. Over here, who says there's no ayna? I didn't say that I'm overcharging you. I said if it turns out that maybe I overcharge you because I made a mistake, I want to cancel that. Maybe that you could do. Maybe the only thing you're not allowed to do, according to your mayor, is to be vadayakar a din Torah. But to just take off a din Torah that maybe will protect you later on, maybe that case your mayor would agree you're allowed to. So it's not clear, says the Gemara, that the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is the same machlekes, the mayor and the Yehuda. Amar Avan, in another point, that which Shmuel says that you can take off the dinner, I know, I understood it is, it depends how you say it. If you say, I want the dinim of Aino not to apply in this halacha, then Aino Aino. Then you could do that. You can be master in a way, you can meichel it away, etc. But if you say, if you say, I am telling you that there's no overcharging going on in this case, then you just lied. Right? Because there was. See, if you say, I don't want the halacha to apply, I want it to be built in mechila, okay, Shmuel says you can get away with that. But if you say that there, I'm telling you that there is no overcharging, and the guy says, great, but turns out there was overcharging, it wasn't a tanai. You just said a fact that was wrong, then Shmuel would agree that it does, that you cannot get away with it. So in Mesa, we have a very interesting price. The price is the following case. Hanoisin v'hanosei v'hanosein v'amon. So someone's doing business v'amona. V'amona means you buy crops, okay, so you buy apples, and you want to sell them in the shuk. You don't go to the shuk, you live far away, so you give them to a third party to sell for you. And the deal is, ba'amana means that the third party sells them, and whatever they sell them for, you get the bounty. You, the original owner, get the money back. If he sells them for a lot, you get it all. If he sells it for a little, you get it all, and you have no tainus one way or the other. How does that middle person make money? You pay him a fee. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara will describe what his fee is. But whatever he charges and whatever he gets in the market, whether it's a lot or a little, it's a deal. Or, if you say to your friend, Amanasha in the Chalayano, in both these cases, Ein Lo Elav Aino. Now, the second case is the case we're concerned about, that you said, Amanasha in the Chalayano, we said there is no Aino. In the first case, by Amana, Rashi explains that what it means is, I give the third party my apples to sell, and he comes back and he sold them for very cheap. And I say, hey, you're Ke'ilu, it's like a din Aino. You're cheating me because you should have sold it for a fair price. Or if you sold it for a higher price, and the guy says, hey, I sold it for more, I'm going to keep the extra money. No, 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 that's not the way it works. There's no Aino above and beyond. The Aino here is between the owner and the middle party, not between the middle party and the seller. The Taisus doesn't like that pshat because that's not really what Aino normally is. But for our sugya, we don't have to worry about that right now. Purpose is that the Brisa clearly says, if you say, Amasha in the Aino, Ein Lo Elav Aino. That's clearly like Shmuel, not like Rav. So l'rav damar no damar kifil b'yudah ha'mani. So if you assume that the machlekes Rav and Shmuel's machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Meir, so it's really machlekes tanoim. So we can say that this price is shittas Rabbi Yehuda and Rav is saying like shittas Rabbi Meir. But we just explained that Rav said I can fit into Rabbi Yehuda as well. And the only reason Rabbi Yehuda said that it works by kedushin is because of yada demachel. But if it's lo yada demachel, then it doesn't work. So in this case, it's lo yada demachel. You don't know that you're being cheated for sure or not. So according to Rav, everybody should agree that there is a din I know. So how does Rav learn the Braiser? So Abai says, Enechanami, Amar Abaya, Machvarta, Rav, Damar Kermer, Shmuel, Damar Kermer, Yudah. We're going to have to go back on what we said, and we're going to have to assume that the Machlekes should be Rav and Shmuel is actually a Machlekes Tanoim, and if it's actually a Machlekes Tanoim, then this Braiser would be Shittas Yudah, and Rav would be passing like Shittas Yudah. Rav, Amar, Leikash, Rav says, no. We could really say, like we said before, Rav fits into Yehuda. That which Yehuda said, you can be Meichel by Kedusha because you know for sure to be Meichel. But I know, well, you don't know for sure, Lav Dafka, you're Meichel. Also, what's Pshat in the Brice where it says that, Ein Lo Elav Aino, Kam Bestam, Kam Mefarish. It depends if you just say, Al Menashe, Ein Lo Chal Aino, but nobody knows there's Aino. Or if you Beferish say, you should know, I'm cheating you. You should know that, you know, there's a bad times right now, and I know you're desperate, and I'm charging you more than the fair price. And if you agree, you agree. This sounded professional a price. But medvam amurim, that you have a din I know, and you can debate whether you could take it off or not with it tonight, that's bestam. Avo b'mefarish, meicha shamalokeh, chefetz hashani meichalach, b'matayim. You should know this thing I'm selling you that I'm charging you 200. I am telling you right now, I know I'm cheating you. It's really worth 100, but I'm selling it to you for 200. I need the money, or you're desperate for the object, whatever it is. And I'm telling you, there is no recourse. No recourse whatsoever. And then I know. Everybody agrees in that case, there's another. Even Rav, who said you can't just say Amanas, that's only by a Suffolk case. But if it's Vaday and the Meicher and the Lokeach agree, they agree. V'chein lokeach, and the same thing works the opposite. If it's underpays, lokeach shavu lemeicher, chefetz hashani lokeach makam b'mamana yodeni shabayi shavu masayim. So you go to a store and the guy makes you a mistake. You say, sir, you're making a mistake. You're undercharging me. I'm telling you this chefetz is worth a lot more than you're charging. Meicher says, don't worry, it's fine. Then I'm an asher and lokeach and lo. So if you pre-negotiated and everybody knows straight up front what it is, then there's no debate. Then that's like built in Mechila, like every other Dina Cheshire Mishpat. You're not being Masna Masha Kasa B'Tera. This becomes like the fair price. right? A fair price is always determined by the market. If this is what they determine the price is, for whatever extenuating circumstances, it is what it is. Torah, we mentioned the idea of noisin v'noisin v'amona, which meant that you're giving the crops to a third party to sell for you, and whatever he sells it for, that's what it is. No more, no less, whatever. If he sells it for very high, you get all the profits. If he sells it for less, you have no tainas on him whatsoever. Ha-noisin v'noisin v'amona, says the Braisa, ha-reze lo yichashiv v'sara v'amona v'sayofa v'shava. You can have a very interesting situation. Normally, the way it works is v'amona, is you give the third party your crops to sell. The moment he sells it, he's supposed to deliver it to you the funds. Immediately. He's supposed to deliver you the funds because the assumption is he's going to sell the stuff pretty fast. And whatever he gets, a high price, a low price, he delivers back to you the money. What if you give him two types of things to sell? One thing which is very easy to sell, he's going to sell right away. And the other thing, which is going to be much harder for him to sell, it's going to take him a longer amount of time. So you say like this. Normally, as we said, we'll see in the Gemara in a second, when you sell something about mana, all the money goes back to the original owner, but the owner has to pay a fee to the middleman. He has to pay a fee, and we'll see exactly what his fee is. So what if you say, I have a very original way of paying you your fee. Here's what we're going to do. I'm giving you two sets of crops. One you could sell right away. You're going to sell today. You're going to make a lot of money on it. That money belongs to me. You don't have to pay me that money right away. Hang on to that money until you sell the other item that you're going to sell, which is going to take a month. And then, by you hanging on to my cash for a month, you could use that cash for whatever you want, buy and sell and invest it or whatever it is. And at the end of the month, when you sell the second item, then you pay me back all the money that you really have of mine. Sounds like a good deal. I don't have to pay him any money. He's using my money. By using my money, that way, that's ke'ilu, he's getting schar, and that covers all my expenses. Somehow that's ribis. Because really, he has my money that he's supposed to pay back. He's keeping my money for an extended period of time, using it, and that is considered like the schar. That is mamish ribis. So says the Gemara, ha-reza lo yichashiv v'sara ba'amona, the bad stuff I want to do ba'amona, v'sayofa b'shavet, because then you're actually doing what we call schar agar notale. He's getting profit for hanging on to your money. Either it's all ba'amona that he has to give you all the money right away, or zeb zeb shava. If you want to do it b'shava, that's fine too. Shava means that I tell him, I'm giving you the apples to sell. I need you to get 10 shekel a kilo. If you get more than that, you keep the profit. If you could sell it for 12, great, then you get it for 12. In which case, it's really your money that you're making, not my money that you're making, then it's not a ribbis issue. I need to get my 10 back. You want to sell for 12, 15, 50, that's your problem, not my problem. So pick a choice of what you want to do, but you can't mix and match and play games. And when you sell va'amana, so if I give it to you to sell my apples, and you sell them for whatever you sell them for, I get all the money. When you come and deliver it to the money, you get to deduct your expenses. Okay. V'noizel ischar kotev, any schar that you have to have for transport, schar gamol, for a gamol or a truck, or schar punduk, any place you have to stay over in the shuk and you have to pay for a hotel, all that stuff, I, the original owner, pay out of my pocket or actually deduct it from the money you're giving back to me. But schar atzma yeinu noitel, but I never actually pay you a wage. Why don't you pay me a wage? Shekvar nasal schar mishalom, because I already gave you your money. What are you talking about? Schar mishalom hecha koyavle. What are you talking about? We just said, I gave you my apples, you sold them, you give me back all the money except for your expenses. Where did you get paid? Why don't I have to pay you an hourly wage, whatever it is? Amar of Papa, Bitzardure. Bitzardure means, Rashi says, you moichri these beged kanvos, you're selling these kind of a cheap begadim. And the deal is, when you sell 100 of my begadim, you get to keep 4 of them. So you're not keeping the money, but a certain percentage of whatever it is you're selling for me, you get to keep that. That is your wage. The Yav Arba Lemeya. So out of every 100 you sell, you get to keep 4. So I'm not paying you any money. And all the money that you make selling the crops by money, you have to give back to me, or whatever it is you're selling, begadim. But a certain percentage of what I'm giving to you is your commission, and that you get to keep, and therefore I don't have to pay you anything more than that. Guten Shabbos.